Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And this is what he said this morning. I, as the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, swear before the Holy Quran and the Iranian nation and God to be the guardian of the official religion, the Islamic Republic, and the Constitution. And so Ahmed Ahmadinejad became inaugurated for his second term. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, of course, reelected in a controversial election. And we thought we'd spend a few minutes with Stephen Kinzer, longtime foreign correspondent and author of All the Shah's Men, An American Coup and the Roots of Middle East Terror. He joins us from Cape Cod this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good to be with you, John.
So we've been asking a lot of people this morning. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad described in his speech at his inauguration that there was an unprecedented epic going on in Iran, and he definitely wasn't referring to the protests and the disputes over the circumstances of this election. I'm wondering if he is right, though, ironically, that the unprecedented epic that's taking place in Iran is suddenly the decline of the kind of great Satan argument that American or that Iranian presidents and leaders have had really since 1953 to say that external forces are manipulating forces in Iran. Suddenly that argument doesn't hold so much sway this time around.
You're right that there's part of the collective consciousness in Iran that tells Iranians the outside world doesn't want us to develop. And if you look back at our last 200 years of history, you will see repeated examples of our attempts to develop ourselves being crushed by the outside world. Now, this is not only part of the common consciousness in Iran, but actually history does support it. Many Iranians will tell you that we can point to many, many examples of how this has happened in the last couple of hundred years. So many people in Iran would agree with that, and they have good reason to believe that the outside world has been interfering very negatively in Iran for a very long time. That said, however, I don't believe that most Iranians would buy into the line that they're getting from their government now, which is that these recent protests after the election were another example of that foreign interference. Most Iranians are very aware that that was a spontaneous uprising from inside Iran. And I think you're right that it does suggest that the argument our problems are being brought upon us by the outside world is getting a good deal weaker, not only because Iranians are feeling more empowered and seeing what they have been able to do in these recent weeks, but also because the president of the United States, unlike his predecessors, is taking a more generous and a more open and a more direct approach.
You're referring to the offer for a one-on-one dialogue that the Obama administration says is open until sometime in September. Well, then the takeaway question really is, if U.S. credibility has a net increase among Iranian citizens who don't believe that the protests are because of counter-revolutionary forces outside of Iran, does that motivate the Ahmadinejad government to be more likely to deal with the United States or more likely to be defensive and radicalized?
I think this debate is going on right now inside the ruling councils in Iran. They're trying to figure out which is better for us, to be more militant and refuse to deal with the Americans, or to try to engage them and hope to use the Americans to rebuild our weakened credibility. My own view is that although it's very difficult under these circumstances for the United States to begin serious negotiations with Iran, the strategic long-term importance of a detente between Iran and the United States has not changed. Hmm. These are countries that, on the one hand, have many long-term strategic interests in common, and on the other hand, their peoples share
right.
many values.
And they go back a long way, absolutely.
Much more democratic country than many of the others in that region.
Got to go. Stephen Kinzer, longtime foreign correspondent, author of All the Shah's Men, An American Coup and the Roots of Middle East Terror. Thank you, Stephen.